From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock. August 28th. Big day in sports. Let's get to it. First, from Sky Sports. Sky Sports Ultimate US Open Tennis Quiz. Test your knowledge. US Open Tennis Quiz. Test your knowledge by taking on Sky Sports Ultimate Quiz and see how much can you recall from past editions. Watch the US Open from August 30 live on Sky Sports Tennis and Sky Sports Plus, streaming service now and the Sky Sports app with the world's top players gearing up for the US Open. Put your knowledge about one of the biggest events in tennis to the test. How much do you know about the last Grand Slam of the year at Flushing Meadows? Test your knowledge. How much do you know about the US Open? Aryna Sabalenka is bidding to become the first woman to win three next. Second, from PFT All. Clint Kubiak still doesn't name a starting quarterback for week one. The Raiders wrapped up their preseason, but the quarterback situation remains unclear. Coach Clint Kubiak didn't name a starting quarterback after their final game against the 49ers. There was a glitch during his post-game press conference, so he missed some early questions, but it seems the QB1 topic came up without a definitive answer. Kubiak did mention Fernando Mendoza, indicating he might not see much practice or playing time moving forward. He emphasized that rookies like Mendoza need more preseason experience. Kubiak expressed confidence in Mendoza's development, but stressed the need for continued improvement. With just 17 days until the season opener against Miami, the clock is ticking for a decision. Up next, third, from Awful Announcing. Al Michaels is clearly not a fan of NFL's virtual measurement system. Al Michaels was back in the booth on Thursday night for Amazon Prime Video, and while it was preseason on the field between the Cleveland Browns and New England Patriots, Michaels' attitude was in midseason form. One of the highlights of the night came from Michaels' extremely clear frustration with the NFL's virtual measurement system. After a Patriots receiver was pushed out of bounds clearly short of the first down marker, Michaels was quick to update the audience that New England would be facing 4th-and-1. And then, 4th, from Awful Announcing. Insider, very good chance JJ. What is long-term answer in CBS top NFL booth? Tony Romo's departure from CBS Sports seems increasingly permanent, with JJ Watt stepping into the spotlight as his potential long-term replacement. Romo faced legal issues after being arrested for suspected DUI in Wisconsin, leading to his leave of absence from the network. As the season kicks off, Watt will join Jim Nance in the top NFL broadcast booth, starting with the Vikings-Packers game in Minnesota. According to Andrew Marchand from The Athletic, Watt has a strong chance of securing the role long-term. His performance alongside Ian Eagle has impressed CBS executives, and they're eager to see how he meshes with Nance. With Matt Ryan moving on to a front office role, CBS is focused on supporting Watt's success. Marchand also noted that the likelihood of Romo returning to CBS is slim, suggesting that fans should prepare for a new era in the booth. Liverpool need midfield news. Michael Carrick is already under pressure in Villa and bid farewell to Nzikansa and Zoe Merrick as a shiny new 85 pounds midfielder he could select for a debut, but at 18 years old, he may want to have a bit of time watching him from the bench. We'll learn about the Premier League from his elders. If Watt shines in his assignments this season, CBS might have found their next star analyst. Next, 5th, from The Guardian Sport. Premier League. 10 things to look out for this weekend. The Moroccan may not have anticipated one of those to be a center back by trade. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's video up your own.